It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine began 3 weeks ago, 21 days ago today. Though to the millions of Ukrainians fleeing their homes, it's been an eternity. The attacks escalated on Wednesday following a visit by the prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia to Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky in person and show their support for the country. Zelensky indicated that peace talks with Russia were starting to show some hope and said Ukraine was prepared to accept security guarantees short of his goal of NATO membership. President Biden plans to travel to Europe next week to discuss Ukraine with our European allies. But a week in this war is an eternity. So Zelensky took his case directly to Congress this morning in a speech that lasted just 16 minutes. President Zelensky thanked the U.S. for its help and generosity, but spotlighted the deaths and destruction in Ukraine at the hands of Putin and Russia, and he begged for more help, especially in instituting a no-fly zone. Zelensky referenced Pearl Harbor and 9/11, explaining, quote, "We see 9/11 every day for 3 weeks." At one point, he stopped talking to show a video, a compilation of horrific images showing the terrifying attacks on civilians and magnificent buildings turned to rubble. And after the video, Zelensky finished the speech in English.
"Now I'm almost 45 years old. Today my age stopped when the hearts of more than 100 children stopped beating. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the deaths. And this is my main mission as the leader of my people, great Ukrainians. And as the leader of my nation, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Thank you. Slava Ukraini."
Despite his main plea for what most in the administration and Congress will not help with, creating a no-fly zone, President Zelensky received a lengthy standing ovation from both sides of the aisle. Russia on Tuesday imposed sanctions on President Biden, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and a few other U.S. officials in response to the U.S. sanctions against Russian targets over the invasion of Ukraine. The sanctions are mostly symbolic, but do indicate the tensions are intensifying between Moscow and Washington. The sanctions, by the way, also target the Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, CIA Director, and other high-ranking officials, and it would bar all of them from travel to and would seize any assets held in Russia. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Biden's son Hunter Biden were also on the list, though neither of them serve in the Biden administration. The White House on Tuesday warned lawmakers that without new funding, it would have to severely cut back on the U.S. COVID-19 response. Unless Congress approves more money, state allocations of monoclonal antibody treatments will be reduced by 30% starting next week and might run out entirely in May. The government also will lack the money necessary to offer all Americans a fourth shot if another booster or a modified vaccine is needed to fight another coronavirus variant. There will also be less government money for research on future vaccine versions. The Biden administration spelled all of this out in a letter to Congress on Tuesday, but Republicans say any new COVID-19 funds must be fully paid for. Believe it or not, Joe Manchin strikes again. Seriously. Sarah Bloom Raskin has withdrawn from consideration as one of President Biden's nominees for the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Raskin is a former Fed governor and deputy Treasury Secretary under Obama. Biden nominated her back in January to be vice chair of supervision at the Fed, which would have made her a top banking regulator. But Republicans boycotted those Senate confirmation hearings over her support for stronger Fed action against climate change. Well, this week, Joe Manchin said he wouldn't support Raskin, and with zero support from Republicans, that effectively blocked her confirmation. The stalemate has also delayed 4 other Fed nominations. Just amazing. And finally, Yes, we sprung forward last weekend, but maybe we won't have to fall back in a few months. Well, in a surprise move, the Senate unanimously passed legislation making daylight savings time permanent for the entire country. The bill, titled the Sunshine Protection Act, was co-sponsored by Marco Rubio and Sheldon Whitehouse. Nancy Pelosi hasn't taken a position on it, and the White House hasn't said whether or not Biden backs it, but the bill goes to the House. Maybe call Nancy Pelosi's office and ask her to bring it up for a vote. Okay? I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.